because of the interest, not only in the United States, but around the world, in the UFO phenomena, unidentified flying objects, I felt like bringing in a gentleman who was actually in, he's not only been in one, he's been in several meetings where they have actually discussed this. They've seen the photographs. And of course, when this story began to break, because it came from ministers, some of the secular people who are the influencers, as they call them, were very upset. You know why? Because they were not invited to the meeting. And they want to be the first person to talk about it and break it. So when it began to break, they began to say, well, this can't be real because I wasn't a part of it. Well, I have a man that was a part of it. And I know I just simply told a story of some things are going to come out. Be careful. Don't be deceived. And there were two sides. There were sides that said, thank you, Perry. We've known your ministry for 50 years. We believe in what you're saying. But people who didn't know me, don't know who I am, know nothing about the ministry, they had to come along and give their negative opinions. Later on in the program, I'm going to tell you about the German saucer story and the Nazis' involvement in unidentified flying objects or flying disc. So stay with me. I have with me Shane Warren, who pastors a great church in Tennessee, of all places.
Cookeville, Tennessee.
Cookeville, man. Yeah. If you ever get a chance, you'd love the church. Take me right there. Let's get right into it. This is a special program. Tell me about the meetings.
Well, first of all, I want to clarify, I'm here for one reason. Number one, I have, I never desire to be in the public eye. Right. And as I told my church Sunday morning, the Bend in Cookeville, I plan not to say anything about this other than to go back and to just teach my church. And so I was keeping it quiet. And I reached out to you. Mm-hmm. Because I was in Denver, Colorado,
right,
speaking at an event in Denver and in Alamosa, and I had been invited into a meeting that was a pretty extensive meeting, a very extensive meeting, and to be quite honest, I was skeptical. So I called you, and I called one other person that I knew. Here's what I figured. I figured if anybody in the world is going to have information and be called into a private meeting concerning aliens, UFOs, possible abductees, or anything like that, that it would be the great Perry Stone.
No, the great Perry Stone didn't want nothing to do with it.
That's what
I mean, honestly, I'm just like, I don't get into, not into conspiracy theories.
Right.
This, though, had traction.
This had traction.
Totally.
And so, anyway, I called you because I wanted to know, really, if you had been in the meeting, and I wanted to verify the information. I'm very skeptical. I'll tell you more about that in just a moment, the skepticism and why. And then when I found out you had not been in the meeting and I shared a few things with you, I immediately called another individual. And I said, did you happen to be invited into a meeting with pastors and leaders? And by the way, I want to clarify, it wasn't just pastors. These were leaders. There were business leaders there. There were influencers there, mm-hmm, at the meeting that I was in. I called this individual, and that individual said, Shane, yes, I was in a meeting. And I said, before I tell you anything about what was said, will you tell me what was discussed in the meeting? I'm trying to verify the information because I think I'm part of a PSYOP. And I know that there are people who are, and I'm just going to say this and it's going to get me in trouble. I think there are government agents, mm-hmm, who are sowing seeds of division and deception. And then I think there are non-governmental agencies, mm-hmm, that are sowing seeds of deception and trying to cause confusion within the public. So I'm trying to find out exactly where I'm at. I'm trying to do some research,
exactly,
and due diligence.
Right.
This person told me almost verbatim, word for word, everything I said. Later, I find out, after this blows up, you did a video and then this blew up, and then mutual friends and leaders, Alan DiDio and Joseph Z.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know Tony Merkel, but I know great things about Tony Merkel and have great respect for him. All of a sudden, all of this comes out, and I'm hearing for the first time that they were involved in meetings that were very similar.
Right.
Now, one of the things that makes me skeptical about the meeting that I was in, and then I'll tell you some of the information that was discussed, mm-hmm. I am not sure that the people who shared in that meeting were using their actual names. I think they were aliases. I can tell you there were no official government, there were no government officials in that meeting. Mm-hmm. Now, I have been in at least three or four other meetings. So this was not the first one. The first one started over a year ago. Mm-hmm. And I was invited into a meeting. And to be honest, I got up, walked out of that meeting because I know this book right here.
Right.
You and I have been preaching on all of this material.
50 years for me. Yeah.
For 30, I've been doing it 35 years.
Right.
And I got up and walked out because I just didn't feel like it had a lot of legitimacy and I didn't have time for it. But I've been invited into other meetings. Some of those meetings did have, and this meeting did have, high-level people, and I'm trying to be careful how I say this, high-level individuals who are very connected to government sources and to intelligence about the information that you and I are discussing and that's come out. And I'm not the only one saying that. The other podcasters that you're listening to, they're saying that as well. We were all being told very similar information. The first part of my meeting was about abductions, and which was shocking to me. I heard information about child abductions and trafficking that was just unbelievably shocking to me.
Right.
Then the meeting went into UAPs.
Now what is a UAP for those?
Unidentified aerial phenomena. What you and I call UFOs.
They've already changed
the name again. Yeah. I've lost the acronyms now. But anyway, they started releasing all of this information about disclosure. It was a very extensive meeting. The last meeting that I was in, Perry, was at least 5 to 6 hours. Mm. One of the friends I talked to said it was at least 8 hours for them. And it was overwhelming. I'm going to say up front, I believe that the people that were sharing were authentic. They might have been operating under an alias of some kind for their own protection. They looked like military personnel or former military mm-hmm. personnel. I'm trying to be very careful here.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. They also, with great credibility, showed their connections of either rubbing shoulders with high-level individuals, whistleblowers, etc., who had brought forth information to them. There was nothing at those meetings that I was in, that especially the last meeting, that was disclosed that I would consider classified information.
Right.
Most of it is information that has been swirling around for a couple of years now.
But they confirmed it.
But
that was the difference.
They confirmed
right.
it. Now, in this meeting, one of the things I was shocked to hear about is that they told us that approximately 80, maybe even as much as 90% of everything that we're seeing right now is government related.
That would be the UFOs, the aircraft, the strange phenomena.
That's correct. Okay. But they did say that it came from UFO technology, interdimensional technology that was reverse engineered and used by our government. And so, but what we were seeing, a lot of what we were seeing in the skies and hearing about was government technology. But there was a 10-15% that they had no idea what this was.
So you're talking about with the objects and with the pictures,
the strange creatures.
We just can't figure this.
We saw pictures. It was an extensive. There was a lot of pictures. There was a lot of information. There was a lot of documentation. And to be quite honest, some of what Trump released on Friday, this past Friday, was in that. Some of what Stephen Greer, even though he has a totally different perspective on what these beings are and what we're dealing with, some of that information was released, but even much more than that. Now, the summation of the meeting, was that we as leaders needed to go back and prepare the people under our influence to get ready for a disclosure. And then they gave theories of how this could be spun that would lead to what you and I have always taught for years, the Bible calls a last day deception.
Which is what I warned people about. The whole purpose of my video was not to exalt some object, because people misread what you say. I found out you can say three words and half of them will misread what you say.
Absolutely.
Or read into it.
Absolutely.
So my concern was, be careful for deception.
Yeah.
You know, and go ahead.
Yeah. Well, and that's the reason I wanted to come on here, because first of all, we have politicians, and I'm not going to call them by name, because I love and respect all of our leaders, and both you and myself have spent time in Washington at prayer and things of that nature. But I'm frustrated that there are politicians and secular podcasters, even Christian podcasters, who maybe are of different belief systems than you and I, that are coming online and saying that the preachers are lying about all of this, making all of this stuff up.
Yeah.
When for a year they've been telling everybody on podcasts themselves, if the American public could see what I've seen.
And you've got documentation. Yeah. They have been saying this.
Yes.
The podcasters who got mad, we're not going to name them, because that'll open up a can of worms.
No, yeah.
But they were mad because they were not invited.
Exactly.
So they want to be the person to come out and say, I have breaking news, terrifying news, shocking on their videos.
Well, I believe.
And so that's kind of what we dealt with, too, was, you know.
I believe the reason that they weren't invited is because they were already talking about it. I believe the reason they weren't invited is they're more connected, or is at least as connected as the people that were sharing. And thirdly, I believe the reason they weren't invited is that these were, in my opinion, godly individuals whose heart was for the church. This was a meeting about preparing the church.
Right.
I have a man who's sitting in our studio audience today, Lee Carney. For the last year, he and I have been talking about, Pastor, we need to prepare the body of Christ for what is coming. What's coming financially, what's coming with disclosure and deception and all of that. And I want to quote the late, great Charles Spurgeon here, the Prince of Preachers. Charles Spurgeon said that in the last days, discernment will not be the ability to tell the difference between good and evil. It'll be the ability to tell the difference between right and almost right.
Whoa.
And I believe that we're in such an age right now that we need such a spirit of discernment, because there's going to be such an avalanche of information coming so fast.
That's right.
That is going to be spun a gazillion ways.
Yep.
And you already see, sadly, Christian podcasters with influence attacking men like you, me, even though I'm not an influencer. I just want to be a pastor and hide in the mountains of Cookeville, Tennessee and preach. But they're attacking us. They're attacking other Christian ministers, trying to give us a bad name. And we're more interested in clicks, views, followers, and the income that we can get than we are in preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and warning the world about what is coming. And there is such great deception that is going to come on the planet that we'll talk about in a minute, that if we're not careful, even the elect are going to be able to be deceived.
Now, since I showed the book, let me throw something out there. Years ago, someone sent me a book that I have, and This is all I can show is the cover.
Very
because of
interesting.
Copyrights.
I've been looking at the pictures.
Okay, there's pictures, there's documents. Okay, mm-hmm. The bottom line is in 1936 in Berlin, Germany, at the Olympics, Hitler and a number of his scientists and researchers and some Italian men were watching the discus throw. I think
right.
Where they have the big disc and they throw it, and they were fascinated by the fact of the shape of the disc and how they watched it glide and settle, and there was some discussion said. Wonder why we could not create a disc-shaped craft. And they began to say they had projects where they were going to work on the flying disc. We'll just make a long story short. This particular book was put out, and then years later, someone, and I think it was under the inspiration of people who didn't want this out, began to talk about that's all phony, that's all fake, that's all a lie. But this guy documents with pictures, information, and names, okay?
Right.
So making a long story short, what they began to work on is they began to work on a disc. Sometimes they'd be 50 feet diameter. Sometimes it'd be, it was mm-hmm. very large. And they began to work on the inside using different type of fuels, different type of hydrogen, different type, just all sorts of things, because they wanted to create a craft that would be able to fly with that round shape. They did create a couple prototypes, and they did create two that flew for a certain distance. Now, beyond that, I don't know, because that's kind of where this particular man, but the man met people, knew people. He knew the German scientist. He knew some of the Italian men. So he wrote about it. He put pictures in here of what the craft. One was one man, where the man was one man there and ran it, how it operated, how it worked. When Hitler died in the bunker, a lot of people don't know this, but I do think this came out in the first batch, maybe. Mm-hmm. My son knows more about that than I do. That we actually went in and got a lot of the scientists out of Germany.
Correct.
And out of that area. Someone threw the number out, 1,200. I'm not going to confirm or deny that. I don't know, but that was a number that came. So we brought them to the United States, and of course, that's when, Einstein mm-hmm. and some of his theories were used. And the nuclear bomb was created under those
particular rocket programs
and everything was created. Mm-hmm. But one of the things I do know, and there is a weird story I would tell, and you talk about getting criticism. I will never tell the story because I just get tired of people just yap, yap, yap. And when they don't know you, they don't even know what you're talking about.
Right.
But it's a very unique story. But I do know what I'm going to say to you, and you see mm-hmm. if you agree with me, that I think that the majority of what we see as craft that we can't explain, UFOs, unidentified flying objects. I honestly believe there are many government programs under bunkers with scientists. Mm-hmm. And this is what I felt. Only my opinion, folks, so don't kill the messenger here. Mm-hmm. I believe that if you were to go spy in a plane, which planes were used to spy with Russia and China and Korea and all these things, but if you were to use a plane to spy, any government could pick it up on radar and then know it is a plane. If you invent a craft like this, now mm-hmm. think about this, and this scenario has been painted since 1947, unidentified flying object,
right.
aliens, people from another world. Then if you fly this craft over Russia, China, or Germany, and let's say the U.S. has invented it, but we're flying it, then they're not going to say that is a U.S. spy device.
Right.
They're going to say a UFO from another planet. To me, that there has been, and I'm not saying this is good or bad, because the military has to trick its enemy. You have to
right.
play tricks on your enemy. I believe we've had programs, underground programs, bunker programs, probably even at Roswell, who knows, where the government was working on these crafts, mm-hmm. working on these devices, and going to use them in the level of spy. Not that we needed them to bomb things. We have planes that could do that.
Yeah.
But they were going to be spy devices. And there was information that came out of Roswell probably about a year ago with some photographs that said this was basically a secret bunker to develop this type of technology. Now, the question comes in, and this is where I want everybody to make this very clear. You were told, yes, the U.S. has used this, but they got it from interdimensional craft that maybe, I mean, the implication was like things had crashed and we had reverse engineered it. Maybe.
One of the people called it interstellar,
mm-hmm.
implying from another planet,
mm-hmm.
Beings from another planet. Another person felt like it was interdimensional. I have always felt like what we're seeing is interdimensional.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Stephen Greer is teaching right now that these are interstellar beings.
Who is Stephen Greer? Because I know the name, but I'm not.
Well, Stephen Greer is kind of the guy 25 years ago who started the whistleblower campaign all the UFO stuff.
Right. Okay.
And he just Friday afternoon, after the dump of documents. And I'm just going to say this. I believe that the reason the president and the administration dumped those documents, and I believe that the reason he did it so quickly, because we were told that was not coming till in the meeting. We were told it wasn't coming till summer.
Hmm.
Yeah. And specifically, we were given a date in the summer. But I believe they went ahead and started dumping stuff because of everything blew up.
Yeah, and even the attack on ministers, Trump has great respect for ministers, whether people believe
that or not. You basically are responsible for making the president dump all the documents.
Don't put it on me. I'm a Tennessee preacher that just loves the mountains, and I'm going to go away with my family. Okay? Really, I had no clue this was going to happen, Shane.
I know.
I just wanted to be sincere with people to say, don't be deceived. But we're going to run out of time here. I think we're going to have to do another manifest program because we haven't got into the depth of this. But I believe it's a lot of military. I do believe that there has to be some reverse engineering, reverse gravity technology. There's a lot of technology, and there's things that we don't know about. But what we're going to do next week, I want to delve into what this could be from a spiritual, supernatural state.
Yes, we need to
talk
about it.
And we're going to talk about that. So please pass this along to a lot of people. He's given you a lot of good foundation. And this, you know, this here will give you something to think about. And again, there's people that don't believe in this, and they poo-pooed it a long time ago.
That's right.
But when you read this and see the documentation, details, and names, it's a different story. We'll be right back in a moment. And don't forget, next week we'll have part two, and we'll get into what are the possibilities of that 15%. It took me years of study to put this together. Several years back, we completed an assignment that the Lord had given me to take the entire book of Revelation and go verse by verse to explain it in detail for the body of Christ. This is the album, Breaking the Apocalypse Code. This is DVD. I also have a very special bonus legacy music special that comes with it. So listen to me very carefully. This is the most needed teaching right now for the entire body of Christ and for Christians everywhere. This is where things are headed. You need to know about it. There are 7 DVDs. They are 2 hours each in length, and it deals with the 22 chapters in the book of Revelation. The DVDs are a total of 14 hours. They were taught in a studio, and on the DVDs are maps, charts, scriptures, and pictures and video clips that help you to put the imagery together that John saw in the apocalypse. DVD number 1 is called The Apocalypse Code and Secrets in the Heavenly Temple. DVD number 2, The Heavenly Throne Room, The Priesthood, and the Beginning of the Tribulation. DVD number 3, The Two Witnesses, The Believer's Judgment, The 10 Kings, and the Antichrist Kingdom. DVD number 4 is called The Islamic Antichrist, The False Prophet, and The Empire of the Beast. DVD number 5, Explaining the Mark of the Beast, very detailed on 666, things I'm sure you've never heard. But we talk about 666, the great religious harlot, and Mystery Babylon. There's a lot of teaching going around that I disagree with. What is the actual city of Mystery Babylon? DVD number 6, the 1,000-year millennial code, and mysteries that are seldom sought about where we're going in the future. DVD number 7, The Abyss, when Satan is bound and the holy city comes down, and then we go into details about the New Jerusalem and the New Heaven and the new earth. The book of Revelation is the only book of the Bible that has a blessing put on it, that if you hear it and keep it and study the words, you are going to be blessed. Now, there's 2 ways to get this. First, you can order the DVD album and get the bonus legacy music special. Or you can purchase the DVD teaching on a download and also get the musical CD on a download as well. Order the album and CD by calling 1-888-21-BREAD and request offer AP-155. If you want to mail in your donation of $75 or more, you can request the offer number AP-155 and mail to Perry Stone, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee 37320. Or you can order video on demand at perrystone.org. Go there and follow the instructions. The offer also includes this beautiful 10 individuals that are singing 18 different songs, including Pam, my wife, and myself. Now, this teaching has things I will not say on television because of the nations that we go into, and we deal with the Islamic Islamic Antichrist and the Mahdi of Islam, and how he will fulfill the prophecies of Revelation 13 along with Isa ibn Maryam, not the real Jesus, but the fake Jesus that's coming in the future. You're going to learn a lot, so go to your phone right now or write me and order this powerful offer, Breaking the Apocalypse Code and the Legacy Music Special. God bless you. Don't forget to get the offer. I'm not going to say anything else about it. You saw the advertisement. Get it. You need this right now. Hey, also, October 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th is my 50th anniversary of ministry homecoming camp meeting. We're going to have the best camp meeting in the history of the ministry. Go to peristone.org and you can get more information on that. I'm going to have to go through this very quickly. Our Mentoring Institute, July 23rd through the 25th. Christ Temple, Huntington, West Virginia, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, August the 7th through the 9th. Texas, we're coming to Family Faith Church on the Willis Campus, the 14th and 15th, and then the 16th. We're going to be coming to Family Faith Church, the Huntsville Campus, and we also do double teaching on Sunday at those campuses. And so join me Sunday night at Family Faith Church in Huntsville. August the 22nd, and 23rd, Mercy and Grace Cathedral in Springdale, Arkansas. Now, folks, I don't come to Arkansas that often. Drive down there and join me in that great meeting. September 3, 4, and 5, Faith Community Church, White Mountain, the Apache Nation. And that will be more information on our website at peristone.org. And so please come and be a part of that. And so on the 26th and 27th of September, McKaysville Church of God, I think that's a Saturday, and, yes, 6 p.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So come and join us in Blue Ridge, Georgia. So these are some places that we're going to be coming to, and we hope that you will join us. The best thing to do is always go to our peristone.org. Go at least once a week. Go to the itinerary because we add new places all the time. Now, don't forget this. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. I post about every morning, every other morning on Perry Stone Ministries Facebook page. We also want you to be aware of the fact that our Legacy Club, our Partners Legacy Club, has begun. You've got to look into this. You may never be a part of it, but you got to at least see the most amazing benefits, we think, of any ministry that they've ever given their partners. And every month it comes your way. So all the information is at peristone.org. So please remember to pray for us. Keep us in prayer. Some of you know we've had it's kind of like little physical things kind of hit us after the other. And we get over one, we have a little setback, but the Lord's helped us and we continue to do the work of God. And with your help and God's will being done, we'll do that. God bless you.